Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. Welcome to the morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is sometimes you are your own worst enemy. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 6 through 12. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcement for this morning, which is to remember to set your alarms to tune in with me live to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern or online from our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not G-H-E, fire.com. But if for any reason you missed the broadcast live, it is posted on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern, and it remains there all day. So go get your hot breakfast from the stove. You know you can eat breakfast at any time now from our website on the Morning Motivation page at feeldfire.com and share the broadcast with at least two people each day. This is how we help expand the kingdom of our Lord. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 6 through 12, and I am reading from the KJV. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly and to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak, listen to that word, everyone, that's important, speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. Now listen to this. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. That means he hit the rock. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Sometimes you are your own worst enemy. I want you to make that personal to yourself this morning. Repeat after me. Sometimes I am my own worst enemy. Wow, that ought to hit you right in the gut this morning. And the scripture that we read today
The Bible was focusing on the account of when Moses and Aaron was his brother, were leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, you know, from that bondage into the promised land. And as always, the children of Israel were grumbling. They were always complaining about something. So at this point in time, they were complaining to Moses about not having enough water. And they were saying, why did you bring us out of Egypt to die? We're going to die. We're thirsty. Our cattle, or the beasts, as the Bible referenced them, are thirsty. You should have just left us here. Now, of course, Moses was sick of their grumbling. He was sick of their complaining. He was sick of the fact that although he was sacrificing to lead them, he had given up everything. You know, he was raised in a palace because his mother had put him out into the water to avoid him being killed. So he had been raised by a foster parent, if you will, that's what we call that kind of situation today. And here he left all of that to come lead these children of Israel, because as he grew up, he began to learn his own true heritage. And once he saw, one of the slaves being beaten, and so he jumped in to intercede, and he ended up killing one of the Egyptians. So he became a fugitive. He became a fugitive for all, I guess, points to be able to help lead his people out of that bondage. And despite all he'd done, they were always complaining. They were never satisfied. So on this particular day, God said to him, gather all of them together and in their presence, speak to the rock, and the rock will begin to gush water. But Moses was so angry at these people that when he stood before them, instead of speaking to the rock as the Lord commanded, he lifted up his rod in anger and he struck it twice. He smote it in anger. You rebellious people, you ungrateful people. And water gushed out. But then God called him aside and said, because you allowed the anger to overtake you, because you allowed what they were doing and what they were saying and how they had mistreated you and their unappreciation to overtake what I destined for you and what I called for you, to the point where you disobeyed a directive straight from me, you will not be able to lead them into the promised land. Sometimes you are your own worst enemy. Sometimes I am my own worst enemy. There are times in life when circumstances or people beyond our control play integral roles in shaping our destinies in negative ways. For example, your parents abandon you as children, and you're raised by an abusive foster parent or relative. You're bullied as a child because you grew up poor or weren't considered strong, athletic, or attractive enough. Your father was never in your life, but treated his stepchildren like they were his own biological children. And sometimes you lived close enough to see that. You were raped or sexually assaulted as a child or as an adult. You are a victim of police brutality. You've given your all in relationships or marriages only to be continuously deceived, misused, abused, or betrayed. Or even worse, your biological family is the one who has done all of these things to you or treats you like the proverbial black sheep. But you know what is even worse than all of these? When you can't have glory, any sustained success in your life, because you've allowed these prior or current circumstances of your life to encapsulate your mind in such a way that you become the worst barrier to your own growth, because you are now a jaded, angry, bitter, harsh, caustic, untrusting, pessimistic, unyielding person. In other words, you're now the sum of all of those parts of people. You have now become your own worst enemy. In the example that we read from the biblical account of Moses, you saw how Moses became his own worst enemy. But this morning, I'm talking to you about how you are stunting your own growth, how you become the reason that you're always at that ceiling of life and of the power of living your best life, but you can never break through or never be a better person or never rise above the rim. You're always just about to get that best job, but for some reason, interview after interview, which seems to go so well, never yields you being given the final offer. You're always on the cusp of that best relationship or marriage, but date after date, boyfriend, girlfriend after boyfriend or girlfriend never yields the engagement or the wedding. You're always about to receive that honor, but for some reason, it always goes to someone besides you. You're always planning a new career or a new job, but you just never seem to be able to make it. This is what happens when you have become your own worst enemy. You keep living in the baggage of the past, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. But because of what has happened to you, you are never free enough, never open enough to be your best person. You don't know how to just laugh spontaneously. And if you do, you feel awkward. Laughing feels foreign to you. Good relationships, great friends feel foreign to you. A person who loves you just because feels foreign to you. You are always looking for the ulterior motive, the hidden agenda. You're always saying, well, I've been alive for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I know people just treat you good just because. You are now those people who mistreated you. You have given them not only rent in your mind, but residence in your mind. They live there. So much so that anyone who tries to come in and do good for you, good by you, love you, is considered a trespasser, because you are now the sum of all of your bad experiences. But God wants to free you today to understand that there are good people in the world who will love you just because, who will treat you well because you deserve it. I know this broadcast is only 15 minutes, so I got to get ready to wrap it up to go into prayer. But if you will, indulge me just 1 or 2 minutes extra today, because I know this is breaking some chains in some people's lives and even in me as I speak it. I just want to give you a few quick examples. I had a client. I'm an attorney. I had a client who I was taking on for a case. This was about 2 years ago. And when I took on the case, the client only had one charge against her. Well, in her perceived infinite wisdom, as I had decided that I would take the case and I was waiting for her to pay me the retainer, and in this instance, I had cut my total fee in half, because she couldn't afford the whole case, made a flat fee and not even an hourly fee to help her, and then only required a certain amount of that and allowed her to set up installment payments that would go over a year, because I knew I could win this case and help her. Well, she was supposed to give me the money on that Friday. Well, in between that earlier part of that week when I'd spoken with her, what she did is she called the other side and tried to work the case out on her own before she'd pay me, to just see if she could work it out on her own. You know how I knew she called the other side? They sent me an email. See, they had another case against me previously that I had won against them. And they sent me an email and said, Miss Williams, because I'd already reached out to them that I was going to be representing her, Miss Williams, can you please tell your client to quit calling us? And they listed her name. So I reached out to her and I said, I informed her of the contents of the email. And she said, oh, well, I was still going to retain you. I just wanted to see if I could work this out on my own. But no, she wasn't being truthful because I had already told her how this would work. She wasn't trying to retain me. She was trying to see if she could work it out so she wouldn't have to retain me. The next week, she ended up going ahead and retaining me. The next week, I received from the opposing counsel information that they now had two charges against her. In her mistrust and in her deceitful ways of reaching out to them, she divulged information to them that I never would have shared with them as an attorney, which led them to adding an additional charge to her situation. She was her own worst enemy. What made it worse is that the information she divulged in me for the second charge is information she had not even told me about. Her own worst enemy. Another example is I have connected two friends who are just great people. One is a great man and one is a great woman. I've known him his whole life. He's like a brother to me. And then I've known her for over 20 years. Both of them have been married and divorced twice, but they are the greatest people you'd ever meet. And they've just been mistreated by their prior spouses. So I connected them. I said, oh my God, these are two great people. Well, what's crazy is because they've both been mistreated, they really have their guards up. And I have to speak to them about not sabotaging this privilege of meeting one another and operating in greatness because of what prior people did to them. You see, the ability to meet another person who will just love them just because they deserve it, who will honor them just because they deserve it, who are just naturally good people, is foreign to them. So I have to keep speaking into their lives to trust one another, give one another a chance. Don't become your own worst enemy, your own barrier to a happy soulmate. Some of you are like that today. You started out on a job, and because of how a prior boss treated you, you are misplacing or projecting the prior person onto this person so that you are impeding your ability to go up the ladder. You are impeding your ability for a great marriage. You're impeding your ability with a great stepdad or stepmom. You're impeding your own ability with your children because of how someone else mistreated you. Time is run. We have to go into prayer. I know this is powerful. I pray the Lord allows me to continue this tomorrow. Pray with me now, brothers and sisters. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you because you are breaking chains right now. You are loosing people listening to this broadcast all over the world right now. There are some people who are still bound because of past sexual assault, past rape, police brutality, past abuse by their loved ones, past betrayals by prior spouses. There are people listening who don't know how to parent their kids successfully because they were abused as children. There are people, Lord, who have been stunting their growth in one or more areas of their own lives because of how someone else treated them. They have become jaded, pessimistic, caustic, harsh, brash, abusive people themselves. They don't have good coping skills, good mental health. They have continued the repetitive cycle of generational curses. They don't know what it feels like to be loved. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I feel chains breaking right now for every listener. But Father, we thank you that you are unconditional love. You are agape love. You love us regardless of ourselves, in spite of ourselves, and despite ourselves. You always see the good in us. You always see the greatness in us. You always see, Lord, who we can be. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Loose the bonds, loose the bonds, loose the bonds right now. Loose the hurt, loose the past. Lose the low self-esteem. Lose those feelings of not enough. We lose them now. Glory in the name of Jesus. And we declare that every listener is the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, worthy of being loved and giving love, worthy of being used by you for purpose and impacting life. Every person listening, release it right now. Release it right now. There you go. Release it right now. Let the tears flow. Release that past life. Release that past hurt. Release that past abuse. Forgive, 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 so that you can move forward. This doesn't require you to have to go back to the person. Just forgive. Say, I release you now. For everyone who's mistreated, you say, I release you now. Not so that they can be free, but so that you can be free. Say, I release you now, and I step into my new life. Glory, we got to end, folks. I got to end this broadcast. But I feel that power and that anointing. In the name of Jesus, let everyone listening say, amen. Praise the Lord. Let me give you our task for today. Please make sure you tune in tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be continuing this or not. The Lord gives me the broadcast each morning. But I pray he will, because I felt some chains being broken. Please tune in tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. live. If you can't tune in live at 6:30, go to feeldfire.com after 8 a.m. to hear tomorrow's broadcast. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Now, our topic for this morning, glory, is sometimes you are your own worst enemy. And know that I read this to you. I taught you out of a chapter of my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. Do you see how powerful this book is? You can order this at feeldthefire.com, because I'm trying to get you to the place where you're no longer living underneath that ceiling of what God has for you, but you smash it and you live above the ceiling, above the rim every day. Your task for this morning is to evaluate yourself in every place that you are not where you want to be or where you know you should be, and determine if you are the cause of that and fix it. If you need to get into counseling, do so, whether it's with your pastor, whether it's with a professional counselor. If you need to fast, please do. Go into intercession prayer if you need to call people and make amends. Whatever it is that you need to do today to stop being your own worst enemy. If you're in athletics, you're in pros, the pros, or in sports, or whatever it is, and maybe you need to practice more, do that. On your job, if you need to get more training, do that. Whatever it is, so that those people no longer have a hold over you. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Please go to the website as well and let me know how the broadcast is blessing you. Someone sent me a testimony recently, and I don't have time to read it today, but I will try to read it tomorrow. It just really blessed my soul about what the broadcast is doing in her life. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern or after 8 a.m. Go to feeldthefire.com. Don't be your worst enemy anymore. Release yourself today.